himself.
So that
should be fine. Third paragraph. So the nair is indicated by the fact that there's a wick and there's the flame, which is the nair. The true nair is the flame. Has a wick. The mitzvah is yeshen k'moy kesh tenyodin. So there are two parts to the mitzvah. Hamaisa v'orha l'kiya tolibo. There's the action, which that's the mitzvah, and there's the nair, which is connected to it. The orha l'kiya tolibo. The process has to be near mitzvah, the Torah or. You cannot get the or of Torah without the process of the near mitzvah. So the or of Toloi and the near, the or of Torah is only because you have the near of mitzvah to allow it to connect. That's a moral. The Russian made the human being that we function with the goof and the neshama. The mice and mitzvahs are how the goof and the neshama can function together to be part of the mitzvah, and that's what's going to allow the aura of the key, the aura of Torah, be mechubber into the person. But just trying to have aura Torah without the mitzvah, the mice and mitzvah, won't work. That's the near mitzvah. The mitzvah is the kli, and the Torah is the or. So he elaborates. So the whole being is part of that process. Person through maisa, a person feels a connection to it. I feel im alev enomis are leher gosh. Even if the person doesn't feel the emotional connection, but Rabbi Agadei hachazor al maisa mitzvahs pamim rabbis nimshach adam acharei techlan eliki. By doing them multiple times, a person gets connected to the mitzvah and gets the true taichen of it. Emunos mitzchazekes, return the sof mitzdachachin. Now, he's not talking about doing mitzvahs milamada, because that will not necessarily accomplish that. The person doing it with mitzvah sima slave and with dikduk, etc. So the nature is, and we're also mitzvahs, and his mitzvahs are purified. So kagalah b'mitzvahs amaisiyos da ki adam niful kifipul oisav. The nature of a person is the Russia made us that the actions impact us. The feel of Russia Gomer Belovava Imyer Rucha Biosimishadusa Biska Basmada Batara Mitzus, feel of Shalodashem Shemai. Person's a Russia Gomer. But if for whatever reason he decides to undertake to start doing Torah Mitzus, even if Shalodishma, right? But if he starts doing it regularly, so by doing the mitzvahs properly, that has a power to affect the person. So that is the nair of the mitzvah. That's the psila, which allows the or to connect. So a person doesn't have maisim, just trying to do it through the philosophizing, it's not going to really truly become this convert into the person. Rabbi Ruchim says an interesting kinach. The neshama is in Shemai. Neshama is beautiful. It's Torah. It's Kaddish, etc. So, what's the goal we're supposed to happen over here? What's supposed to happen by bringing the neshama down to this world? It's supposed to become our actions. So, how does it become our things as opposed to just the neshama by its natural instinct doing it? That what can we do which allows us to take it back with us? Is so he says when you take a pen and you put a mark on a piece of paper, so it absorbs it a little bit. And you keep rubbing in the same spot again and again and again and again. It gets absorbed deeper and deeper and deeper into the. He says the repetition of the mitzvahs is like a havoras kumas. It's like moving the pen over the same spot again and again and again and again. It gets absorbed in. So that's what the neshama can take back with the Torah Lamahaba. So the purity of understanding, etc., that's wonderful. That's beautiful. That the neshama can do without coming to this world. That there should be a kinyan of the ma'isa, that the ma'isa should become part of the being of the person. It's only by the repetition of the ma'isa multiple times it becomes absorbed into the being of the person, and that's what you take with you to Torah Lamahaba. Okay. So that's first, if we want to have the understanding of how Torah looks at Ma'aseh Mitzvahs, is that is the kli which allows the Torah to become absorbed into the person. I had a Ma'aseh, I mentioned this about Chula, I was working with in Cleveland. He wasn't about Chula yet when I started with him. The person was interested, but he wasn't to know. And one of his questions was, like, why do I need to do mitzvahs? You know, just I know right, I know wrong. I have, you know, a nice Jewish heart, you know, cardiac Jew. Right? So, you know, but he says, you know, we find that we have an inclination to do the right thing. We understand good and bad. Why do you have to do all these mitzvahs? So my argument to him was that the actions that you do are what affect you and make it that it's real. Just knowing it doesn't. There's plenty of people who know many things which are right when it comes down to being tested, whatever the test might be. You know, the person, you know, sends a test. It doesn't. It's not real in the person. The person who's overcome the challenges and overcome with difficulty and with diktuk has committed himself to do mitzvahs in a real way. Eventually, it affects the person to the point that he will withstand the historian, because now he it's part of his being. So that's the kli, which allows the mealy, which we talked about before, the idea that the kli reikon is not mafsik, a kli mole is mafsik. So over here, the kli mole is, he's saying right, what he's adding right now, the mealy of the kli mole, which allows it to be mafsik, is the esik and mitzvahs. We find that our attitude is that mitzvah v'oisa is much greater than any mitzvah v'oisa. Now, regards to the deepest lave, any mitzvah v'oisa is much greater. But but at the end of the day, the person hasn't truly raised himself. Why? Because the enema tzavavoisa means the person comes along and says, I decide this is something good to do. So at the end of the day, he's serving himself. Right? So that's not raising a person, it's not connecting him to something greater than himself. But when a person does it because of the tzivoy, what he's doing is he's connecting into this being which is beyond him. He's connecting into the mitzvah. Because he's saying, I am to be mashavah myself to the words of the mitzvah, the command of the mitzvah. So at the moment of a mitzvah oisa does a mitzvah, as opposed to an ain mitzvah oisa doing a mitzvah, he's connecting into the mitzvah. This is the place where the mitzvah and the mitzvah meet, is in the mitzvah. Okay. The next step of that is a person comes to recognize that I don't live in a world where I can do whatever I want. Okay. So Shiras Alev is Tetzah HaBechirahi. The Barashim put Bechira in the world, and Bechira allows a person just to go in his independent way through the world and ignore the Borit. Okay. But that state of being is referred to as Shiras Alev. That this feeling of being total lack of, he's the one who's in control.
Good evening, Matthew.
Now, the opposite of that is the mitzvah voice. You know, he's about learning, go away.
It's your fault.
So he didn't say hello to me, he said hello to you.
I know. So if we have a lot of I'm trying to think of a good example, but I guess hitter mitzvahs or things that we do that, or the gzeres derabanan that were done because they understand that Hashem's ratzon is a certain way. So even though there wasn't a direct mitzvah for it, we understand that it's a good thing to do. So we add on and we do more.
Okay.
So where does that fall in? I'm trying to think of the so it's something like that. Well, even like there's a mitzvah derabanan where it sits every day. Maybe this is not the best example, but d'oraisa, I mean, there's no mitzvah to wear it every day. It's just you have the four corners, you got a four corner garment, you got to put it on. But we do the extra step of we want to do the mitzvahs. So that's like an extra volunteering to do the mitzvah. Is that a mitzvah vosa, or is that the mitzvah shenu? In a mitzvah vosa?
Yes. In other words, like this. The mile of Ein Mitzvah Voice is an expression of Alpha. The Mitzvah Voice is lacking the expression of Alpha. Right? Because he's doing it because he's commanded. Right? And we understand that Alpha is a very, very precious thing. And that's why we would have assumed, that's what the Morse says, that the Gerser originally assumed that Ein Mitzvah Voice, the Morse says the count that the Gerser was a Saginor.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you hold it, you're a person who's blind is putting for the mitzvahs. So he's ending with some voice. He was doing it anyway, and he thought that was great, right? Until he found out that the God of some voice is to be ending with voice. He says, "I only tells the law, not like Yehuda, I'd be much happier."
I just heard this morning. Make a party for the Rabbanan.
Make Yamatov the Rabbanan.
Yamatov the Rabbanan.
Right. So what's the Shakabatai over there? Right? The element of the voice is clearly expressing an element of Abba. That, you know, I'm doing this because I love. Right? What Rabobo is saying over here is that's true. But the end of the day, that the power to take the person beyond himself into another world, that can't be there. The mitzvah creates that. Because at the end of the day, it's my decision to do something. So I'm deciding that this is a wonderful thing to do. I'm deciding because I love, but I'm deciding this is a wonderful thing to do. So it's up to me.
But I guess that decision is based on understanding the other person, the other being.
That's true. But you know, we've discussed this with the idea before that you know the challenge of the Baal Tshuva. Right? The challenge of the Baal Tshuva is a person, the intelligent person, he came to the recognition that this is the right thing to do. At the end of the day, what is he doing? He's, as it were, saying, I figured out with my wonderful intelligence this is a good thing. So who's the final arbiter of right and wrong? I am. Because I decided this is a good thing. So when does he move out of being that he's the final arbiter of right and wrong? When he comes to something which makes no sense to him, he does it anyway. At that moment, he says, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I don't decide right and wrong because I have no idea why it is true. But God said so, and he's smarter than me, and I'm listening to him. At that moment, you're not serving your brain, you're serving your creator. Until then, I'm not serving my creator, I'm serving my brain. That's the mind of the simple voice. The simple voice is at that moment, you're moving beyond yourself and saying, I have no idea what's right and wrong. I have no idea. To me, it doesn't make any sense. But I don't care. I'm doing it because I think it's right. I'm doing it because it's a wonderful idea. I'm doing it because the creator told me to do it no matter what. At that moment, I am connecting myself to something beyond myself. Whereas the other way, I'm forcing myself. I love you, God, here. I'm giving you a hug. And the Baruch Hu says, very nice. Thank you very much. You know, but the Baruch Hu didn't give me a hug back. I don't know whether he gave me a hug back or not. I have no idea. Right?
Hope so, right?
We have no idea. But the point is, I'm clearly connecting. I'm lowering myself to him. So now there's not a gap between me and him because I've lowered myself to him. So he's it, and I'm all or nothing in front of him. So I'm a nothing. There's nothing in my way of connection. What's in the way of my connection is me. I'm the biggest impediment to connection is me. Okay? The Rebbe Chaim writes that the via voice of Tumah is his guide. Because every other meter raw starts with the word I. I want covered. I have taiba. I am angry. You take the word I out of them, there's nothing left. There's nobody there to have taiba. There's nobody there to be angry. There's nobody because there's no I. So the biggest problem is the I. But Sova Oysa takes what blocks the moon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. The Stifler writes in a letter, he says that the biggest impediment to Emunah is Gaiva, and a person who is able to remove his Gaiva automatically becomes a Maimon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Stifler writes in a letter. Fascinating thought. Right? So the Mitzvah Oysa is that process that there's no, I've removed my eye, Simela, I'm connected to the Burei. Yes, but that being said, we want to have an element of Ava. So what's the element of Ava? So here the mitzvah is an element of Ava, right? I do a mitzvah in a beautiful way. So listen, Rosh Hashanah, you won. You're bigger than me. You're stronger than me. And I have no choice. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this as minimally as I can possibly do. So what did I accomplish? Right? I'm fighting. I'm being pulled, dragged, kicking, and screaming into the picture. That's not going to work either. So Rosh Hashanah, I'm so happy to be mashabbing myself to you. Well, how do I show that? So I put on. Listen, you got to put on tefillin. You know, can you give me the cheapest pair of tefillin, which is kosher according to at least one opinion? You know, and I'll pay my $329.72 for it. So I want to do this as nice as I can afford. Right? So the concept of tzitzis is a fascinating thing. Once you're wearing a 4-corner bag garment, you're mechuyim in tzitzis. You have a choice not to put on that bag. So it's a beautiful example of that. Right? I want to create a scenario which I have to submit to you. So that's an expression of Ava that I want to be in a situation where I submit to you, but at the end of the day it's submission. So that's what the Mora says. When a person bets him, he doesn't have to wear a beged. It's not even a chibud rabban. Right. The Mora says, but the risk. The Mora says that tzitzis betzim, there's no punishment for it. But the Mora says, beating the risk. In the moment where there's anger and shemayim, no punishment for it. Not putting on tzitzis. Why? Because why? If you truly appreciated this relationship, why would you not want to create a situation where you're mechuyev in tzitzis?
So is this a global influence? You do one mitzvah, it affects all your Torah learning, or is it specific to the mitzvah that you're doing?
All of it. Right, so it's a fascinating thing, you know, that you know. Historically, through Klal Yisrael, in the Umos Ha'Olam, there's a mussig of this, you know, tremendously brilliant, wonderful, philosophical being whose actions don't fit. You know? But by godless material, we always intrinsically understand. You know, we intuitively understand. A better word, true, intuitively understand that's not godless. That can't be, because it's not true Torah. I once heard from Zeblev, he says that the Torah is compared to Eish. So the Torah says, just like Eish leaves a Rosh, the Torah leaves a Rosh. Right? Eish burns. She says, you sometimes see somebody who the Torah doesn't leave a Rosh in him. So he says there's something called stage fire. Stage fire is a fascinating thing. Stage fire looks like fire, it smells like fire, and everywhere it's fire, but with one exception, it doesn't burn. So just like there's Eish and then there's stage Eish, and the difference between Eish is Eish Roshim. So something which looks like Torah, smells like Torah, but it ain't Torah. The difference is it doesn't leave a rush. And what he's saying right now is that the vehicle which allows Torah to make a rush on the person is when that person couples that understand that this has to be not just that he's learning it, but this is that he's doing it. That's the vehicle that the Torah is going to be making an impact on the person. The person learns, and he doesn't turn that around into some way. The Bariyana says the person learns, learning the true learning of Torah. Lishma is that everything that you're learning, you're sitting in your mizbana before you leave it. How can I implement this some way in my life? What I've learned. So that's then the Torah is Torah, because like the Gerarya says way back when precious Aleph, the word Torah means Torah, means directive. It's not Torah if it's not a directive. It's a fascinating book. It's not Torah. It's not being Murray you. Right? So it sounds like fascinating knowledge about the book. It's not Torah without it being having some way where it's going to be translated into reality. What he's adding now is the reason why that's true. So above and beyond this metaphysical reality of doing that, it's in a very simple sense that makes you a Hebrew into the one who gave the Torah. Okay, Shir Zalev is Tzitzoza Bechiri. This is going to be a negative.
I mark it as a checkbox. That's why my
LMA is a result of Bechira. After they ate from the eights, he now the Pekach Bechira. He has the ability to impact other people or himself negatively. So the Nachash did not sell him a false bill of goods. He was now like God. He has power. Right? But for a human being, the way that's going to play itself out was he was empowered with this Yetzer in time. Okay, below Michelle Kodesh Baruch
Hu. How's it, Midas Elkin?
Well, let's see. In the person's world, be Yitzira Shekula Kedusha Vavodas Baruch Hu. The truth is, this world is all it is the emanation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Kedusha. There's nothing in this world which is not Kodesh. Kimel is called Raga Shefa Chai Me'esa Baruch Hu, and exists because every moment the master, the creator of the world, the source of everything, is putting his rotzen into the world. So what can be more kaddish than that? So every most minute element of the Bria is an expression of a kaddish boron.
Quarks.
Kavril and Nishima Umaz and the Ravoino. It's coming like the breath which you need to breathe. And the food, so that's how the world is supported. Ba'olam kadoshet yesh le'el yad ha'adam lifas liba me'al baroi. He has the power to remove himself from his creator, which means kechol hisroik and mikol kedusha v'lechad akar eretzayin asav. It's a person is empowered to empty out all of the kedusha which is there inside of himself and inside the world around him, and use the world for the opposite of kedusha. that's the most. If we think about it, it's something which our mind should not be able to really comprehend. It's impossible. That's the true deep reality to the, which is mezazeya. It's gonna make you shake. A bechira. Shamu makara shall start to reikon hamugder beim yifta levav. So that means it's possible the person can empty out. In other words, we're starting mole. We have to empty ourselves out. We're starting in a world which betzim is all it is bare. And we're able to go in this world and function in this world. The Russian allows us to function in this world as if we're in charge. That's Yisim Kelakim. He made us that we're in charge. So before Adam Rishon did his chetz, he didn't have, right? Like the Ramban says, the instinctive reaction of Adam to Toyev was Amos and Sheker. So he instinctively was drawn towards good, and he jumped back from Ra. So the Ramban says that, you know, he says I had Bechira beforehand. So that's the right. He says it was a criminal of Bechira, a person choosing to put his hand in the fire. You can do that, but it's almost the person has to overpower. The version made that the natural instinct of the person is not to. The person knows that it's negative, right? So that's the bechira of other Rishon Kodesh. He says, like, but he made a decision to put his hand into something, right? But now that's not what it is. Afterwards, I believe that I have power. Right? Beforehand, the clarity that he saw that it's impossible to go against Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. As impossible it is to put your hands in the fire, but you can choose to do so. But that's like you see that you're going against the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not real. You saw it. So until he did it, he didn't live in the world, but he was the one in control.
So Hashem, there's no bechira of good and bad, is there?
Huh? I mean,
by Hashem, is the bechira of good and bad?
Like, no.
We're just saying that the idea of being the
well, for
the
us, the only way that plays, the only way that we play, in a world of Emerson, the Russian has a world of Emerson Shaker. But if we live in a world of Emerson Shaker, we would see the Emerson Shaker. So we wouldn't have bechira. Right? Our bechira would be very minimalized. We live in a world now where it's not Emerson Shaker. It's Tevron Ra.
That's
why we have bechira. So in that sense, we're like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he is the one who's in control. We believe that we live in a world where we can decide to do whatever we want.